This is KERA News. I'm Duahli Saikautau. For the last 4 years, thousands of volunteer attorneys in Texas have provided legal services to more than 13,000 veterans and their spouses. The program is run by the nonprofit Texas Lawyers for Texas Veterans. It's another busy afternoon as vets gather on the second floor of a student center at Tarrant County College's South Campus. In the crowd is a very pregnant Erin Yazel, who served in the U.S. Air Force.
The most nerve-wracking part was getting the information verified because you're not sure what's going on and how many people are going to be here. And
she's a single mom about to have a second child, and, well, she's concerned about her delivery.
When I was active duty, there was always a juggler that was there, and now it's like I don't have money to pay for this, and all I have is questions right now. Because I thought, do I need to redo my will? Like, I have to do a whole new one?
Like many service members, she had no idea where to start. And she says, truthfully, she didn't know this program existed. Texas Lawyers for Texas Veterans is an all-volunteer group with almost no money to advertise its services.
It's disheartening because we're like, we've been here 4 years.
Fort Worth attorney Ali Rivera helped to establish the Tarrant County chapter. She says, different from clinics in other counties, a vet, regardless of income, can walk in and get a free 20 to 30 minute consultation.
They put themselves and their family in the line for each one of us. And to me, it hits home. My father was one, my grandfather was one, my father-in-law is one. You see, as you grow up, the struggles that they have to go through. Sometimes they just need you to tell them where to go.
Volunteer attorneys like Jeff Whitfield of Kelly Hart and Hallman has helped vets with bankruptcy, divorces, commercial litigation, and more.
I bet if somebody analyzed our cases, they'd have a great commentary on the economy.
Whitfield is a veteran too. He served as an officer in the Air Force and in 1996 witnessed a deadly terrorist attack in Saudi Arabia.
I think about the young people that I served with, and they come in and they look like their world is about to end. In a very simple conversation, you can give them comfort, you can give them hope. The legal system is not out to hurt people, it's out to give structure to society, and that if you find the right help, you can deal with anything you face.
Dan Mooney was once a homeless veteran with a criminal record.
I had a possession of a controlled substance, which means if it was in my possession, I was probably possessing it in some form or I was addicted to drugs at the time.
He described himself as a functioning addict. 20 years ago, his case was dismissed, but it remained on his record, making it hard to get a job. Through Texas Lawyers for Texas Veterans, he got his record expunged, and now he's hoping to get into law school to help other veterans. Duahli Saikautau, KERA News.